Good afternoon. This is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, July 9th. The grains closed lower with December corn down 6 cents, closing at 367. November beans down 22.5 cents, closing at 872. And December wheat down 5 cents, closing at 525. Wasn't the day we were hoping for after the good closes on Friday. Corn, wheat, and beans all put in inside days on the charts, so it's a little bit of consolidation. I don't know where we go from here. Are the lows in? It's really anybody's guess. The weather, for the most part, looks pretty good. We've got the Ring of Fire bringing storms up to North Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, but there's not a whole lot of rain in the central part of the Midwest. Temperatures aren't all that hot, but they're talking about some minor effects on pollination. The areas that it's tough is Kansas, Missouri, little parts of Iowa, little part of Illinois. The export inspections this morning were good on the corn, 1.45 million metric tons, light on the wheat, 268, good on the corn, good on the beans at 654. So despite a good bean number, the beans broke. We rallied 4 cents, 6 cents in the last 15 minutes or so to close off our lows. The trade issues are still number one on everybody's mind. We haven't seen any evidence that the Chinese have actually put on tariffs onto the grains, but doesn't mean they're not coming. It's just we haven't seen it on any shipments yet. The story out this morning about the Chinese reimbursing importers of beans for government stockpiles seems to be on the money, but it's hard to say what effect it's going to have. Obviously, the market didn't think it was bullish here today. The commitment of traders comes out at 3 o'clock. It should show the funds as of last Tuesday, heavily short corn and beans and oil, long some meal, probably about even in the wheat. I think they've covered some of that between Tuesday and today, but we'll see. The other thing we'll get is the crop progress ratings at 3 o'clock. There should be a 1 to 2% decline in both corn and beans. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag out here. The Dow Jones is very strong. It's up 330 points. I don't think that's having any effect on the grains, but I think the funds have absolutely been getting killed in here, and I don't see that ending anytime soon. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.